the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip. Something to help you avoid those money traps and stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on Radio CareRML, I provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that'll keep you out of debt problems. Folks, the trouble with money is, no one ever really teaches you how to manage it. It just happens. One day you're a grown-up and are expected to know how to make good decisions, but unfortunately, human nature doesn't work that way. People make decisions based on emotion rather than logic and wind up wondering where all their money goes. It doesn't have to be that way. Here's some basic tips on how to manage your money and make those good decisions. First, as I've said since my very first show, lay off the credit cards. You're not going to make progress in controlling your finances until you break the plastic habit. Use credit cards only in the rarest of occasions, such as when your car breaks down and you need a repair to get to work. Otherwise, leave them in a drawer. Second tip, use a budget. Yes, it's a drag having to make one up and then sticking to it, but doing so will do two major things for you. First, it'll show you where all your money goes every month, and second, it'll help you see clearly if you're spending more than you make. And believe it or not, actually knowing where your money goes will give you the power to cut your spending. Third tip, savings. Every single person who has an income should have some form of savings, whether it's dropping leftover change in a jar or having an automatic deduction from your paycheck into a savings account. If you don't save, you won't have money for when emergencies come up, and you won't have money when it comes to retire. Fourth, cut out the impulse buying. One of the biggest mistakes people make with their money is buying on impulse. It sucks up far more of your money than you realize and generally gives you very little value in return. The solution? Make a firm decision to stop all impulse buying, especially around the holidays, and stick to it. And while you're at it, never buy something just because it's on sale. Fifth, stop being lazy. Next to using credit cards, probably the biggest mistake people make with their money is being lazy. They don't shop around for a better price. They don't do their homework when making major purchases. They don't take the time to learn what terms mean and wind up with mortgages they don't understand. So if you want to manage your money better, take a more active role in how it's being spent every time. And the last tip for today, a related point, stop reaching. One thing that really messes up people's finances is buying beyond their means. It means buying things you can't afford or expecting to live at a certain standard of living simply because you believe you deserve it, even if you can't afford it. If you want to manage your money well, accept what you earn and live within your means. If you can't accept it, then go figure out how to increase your income, maybe with a second job, rather than just spending more money at the expense of your future. Living beyond one's means, which is often done unconsciously, is the biggest reason folks get into credit card trouble and why I want you to swear them off. Folks, getting control of your finances is a series of these small steps. But if you stick to them, you'll see results before you know it, maybe a week or two. Just remember that your future is your greatest resource. Gaining financial control can change your life. For additional tips and answers to your financial questions, join me for my free educational series, Sip, Savor, and Learn. We'll next be meeting on Thursday, April 28 at 5:30 p.m. at my Salinas office, 217 West Allisal Street, across from the main fire station. My special guest will be Oscar Mora of Treehouse Mortgage, the ultimate loan professional. We'll nibble some snacks, sip a glass of wine, and discuss protecting your home in bankruptcy and obtaining a home mortgage after bankruptcy. There's no charge, but please call for a reservation, 424-1764. Every Friday here on Radio CareRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, I'll be bringing you more tips to help you avoid money trouble and achieve power over your finances in the hope that you won't have to file bankruptcy. But if you have questions or if you find yourself in debt trouble, just visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of back Friday Financial Focus shows, or you can call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764 for a free personal consultation. I'm hoping you don't have to come see me, but if you have a serious debt problem, I'm the man to see. I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller. Now go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.